Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show.
I'm your host, Brian Baldinger. At Baldy NFL across all the platforms. All right, including Threads, X, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Okay, you can find me there. You can find this free show. Just download your free Odyssey app. Like it, subscribe to it, tell your friends all about it. All right, all that kind of good stuff. But this is the dead zone right now. Like all the mini camps, everything is over. We got about a 4 or 5 week period to the start of training camp. I think the Chargers get there first, you know, like July 23rd or something, whatever. They get in there early. So we got about a month, but we've got news. We've got Jaire Alexander signing with the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, you think about it, this is what good teams do. Look, Jaire Alexander, we know he's missed a lot of games over the last 2 years. All right. When on the field, he's an elite player. He's got great ball skills, but it's worth the risk. The Ravens just drafted two rookie cornerbacks. They've got Nate Wiggins, a first-round pick. They've got Marlon Humphrey. You know, they've got guys there. They've got Jalen Amore Davis, who has started games. All right? You know, they drafted a safety in Malachi Starks. You just load up. You load up. It's the arms race. They went out and got Nuke this offseason. All right. Do they absolutely need Nuke? Probably not. But who knows? Maybe his veteran leadership, maybe his ball skills, maybe in a big game, you know, he comes up with a clutch catch. Look, last year they lost to Buffalo, and we saw Mark Andrews at the goal line drop a ball that he catches 98 out of 100 times, and he dropped it. And it was probably the difference in a game. You never know when one of these veteran players in a big spot, and that's what this is about. It's about big-time players making big-time plays in big moments. The chances are that Jaire Alexander can do that in a playoff game, or Nuke can make a catch in a playoff game. Now, you can't dismiss the fact that Jaire Alexander and Lamar Jackson were teammates at Louisville, and they're best friends. All right, you can't dismiss that. Like, to me, this quarterback, Lamar Jackson, is so special. He's so good. Like, the only thing he doesn't have is a Super Bowl win. That's it. His year last year, he led the league in yards per attempt. He led the league in touchdown percentage per throw. He threw 41 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. He threw for over 4,000 yards. Like, the guy ran for 975 yards. That's a great year for any running back. He did that in part-time duty running the ball. The guy is an amazing player, and he's still an ascending player. He's just finished his second year with Todd Monken. He's done nothing but improve under Todd. Now you go get Nuke. to go with Zay Flowers, to go with Rashad Bateman, to go with the tight ends, Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, to go with, you know, the King. They're going to get Keaton Mitchell back. He was sensation 2 years ago. Now you add up to, you add defensive parts and you just keep adding and you just go, okay. You know, they drafted, I mean, they added John Jenkins at defensive tackle. We know how they like to roll there. So for the Ravens, Eric DaCosta, the general manager, you know, you think about Steve Bisciotti, the owner. You think about the head coach, John Harbaugh. They won a third championship, and they probably took a step in the right direction yesterday, regardless of what they get out of Jair. I don't know what they're going to get. Nobody really does. But who doesn't need a Pro Bowl cornerback in this business? The way teams throw it, you know, and what you're asked to do, matchup zone, man coverage, you want to blitz, you can feel like you can hold up with Jair in the back end. All those things are part of the Ravens. It's the arms race. Let's load up. Let's put as many good players that know how to play this game, that know how to take chances, calculate a risk. I think it's a good move for Baltimore.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, now, we started this week talking about we're going to break down each division leading up to training camp. And we started with the NFC East, and I've broken down the Philadelphia Eagles. Now let's get to the Washington Commanders, who had an incredible breakout season a year ago. The Washington Commanders won 14 games last year. They won 12 in the regular season, 12-5. They won 2 in the postseason, including – including a game where they went into Detroit, the number one seed, a team that had won 15 games, and they blew them out. They put up 45 points on Detroit. They couldn't stop them. And really, the question, really, in what this comes down to, exactly what's on the screen, in Jaden, we trust. That's the Washington Commanders in a nutshell right now. And you think about, you talk about the arms race and what the Commanders have done. You know, it starts with getting Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. I mean, honestly, you get yourself a Pro Bowl left tackle protecting the blind side of Jaden Daniels. Maybe he doesn't have to take off and run as much as he did last year. He ran for almost 900 yards. Most of them, I mean, a lot of them scrambles. There's the Cliff Kingsbury offense where there's designed quarterback runs. But a lot of them were just scrambles. I remember distinctly the Commanders played. It's interesting. The Commanders started the season playing against Tampa, and they finished Tampa's season in a 23-20 win. I think it was 23-20. One of their two playoff wins. And Todd Bowles, he shows no mercy on young quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, or quarterbacks that he doesn't believe can handle pressure. They came after Jaden Daniels in that first game. They won the game by 3 touchdowns. The final series of the game, Todd Bowles was coming after Jaden Daniels just to let him know what this league is all about. You're going to get pressure. He handled it all. The guy's amazing. I saw him this year. They played Carolina, I think, week 5, and Jaden Daniels got hurt. His ribs got bruised badly on a run. And all week long, the story was, is Jaden Daniels going to play? Isn't he going to play? Can he handle the pain that comes with bruised ribs? And anybody who's had them knows exactly what I'm talking about. You can't do anything. You can't breathe. You can't laugh. You can't do anything. You can't sleep. It's a horrible injury, and there's nothing you can do about it. So they're getting ready to play Chicago. It's a Hail Mary game, all right, to beat the Bears. It's Caleb Williams on one side, from Washington, D.C., and there's Jaden Daniels. And honestly, Caleb was playing well. Jaden was playing well. But I see Jaden Daniels before the game, and I go up to him, and he's like, I go, was there any doubt, Jaden, any doubt you're going to play? He said it was never in doubt. And I know he was hurting. I know he was. Like, the guy played, and then he won the game with a Hail Mary pass. And really, the Commander season took off. But when you look at this team right now, okay, you go out and you get Debo, all right? Debo's a chess piece. Like, who knows what Cliff Kingsbury does with Debo and how he factors him into the offense. And look, Debo Samuels is a gamer. Like, he's not going to run the fastest. He's not going to run the best routes. The guy's a gamer, though, man. He's going to run over you. He can return kicks. He can run the ball out of the backfield. He can punch it in from the one. He's just tougher than Texas shoe leather. Like, it's just the way he's built. Like, he's going to be a factor in the team. They have so many interesting things. Zach Ertz comes back. All the running backs come back. They've got depth there. This is a team that is well coached. Dan Quinn told me last year when I went to see him in minicamp, and it was closed. They opened it up, let me come in there. When Dan was the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys for 3 years, they led the National Football League in total takeaways over that 3-year period of time. Now, you think about the things that they're doing defensively, all right, and what they've added defensively, all right. So the point where the secondary looks a whole lot different than it did. Sam Ristol is their slot corner. He comes back for a second year. Marshawn Lattimore was traded for midseason. Hamstring wasn't right. Didn't play great, right? They go and pick up Jonathan Jones from the New England Patriots. They draft Trey Amos in the second round. All they did was reinforce their secondary so that when they go to Philadelphia in an NFC championship game, they don't have a team that can put up 50 points on them. They're going to keep the score down. There's just smart signings across the board. So they bring back both inside linebackers, Bobby Wagner, who's their leader, and Frankie Louvu, who had an outstanding season in all phases, like whether it's blitzing, whether it's coverage, whether it's takeaways, Frank Louvu, everywhere he goes, whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Carolina Panthers, everywhere Frank Louvu goes, he leaves a mark. He's a great player. And now he's being well coached in a good system. So I feel like this is a team that can challenge everybody in the NFC, including the Eagles. They match up well. The Eagles have always had a problem with Terry McLaurin, always. Going back to Terry McLaurin's rookie season. So they got to get him signed. They're going to get him signed. The guy is a quality person. He's exactly what Dan Quinn, what they want in that organization. They want a locker room full of Terry McLaurin's. Talented, dependable, great character. That's who they want. So it's just a question of, getting the details worked out. These things take time, but they'll get that done. There's no question about it to me. This is, Marshawn Lattimore, all he wants is when they play Tampa, give me Mike Evans. When he plays Philadelphia, give me AJ Brown. Give me your dog. Let me go play him. Is he the same player that Marshawn was in 2017-18 when he set the league on fire with his coverage and aggressiveness and tackling and just understanding of the game? He's a good student. Gonna be fun. Gonna be fun to watch. I think the one weakness in this Washington team, honestly, is just their pass rush. Do they have enough pass rush? Now, Dan Quinn can manufacture it. They don't have great pass rushers. I would say that. Now, I want to see, you know, this year, I want to see they picked up Javon Kinlaw. Okay, fine. Johnny Newton was a second-round pick last year at Illinois. Look, he had a Jones fracture in his ankle and his foot. It never really got him healthy. But I want to see Johnny Newton in year two. Like, I think he's going to be a good defensive tackle. And they draft Josh Connerly. They, you know, the offense line is going to be better. You could have Connerly and Tunsil as your offensive tackles. All right. The offense line should be drastically improved. All right. And look, honestly, even when it wasn't great last year, at times, Jaden Daniels made everybody better. This is what franchise quarterbacks do. And this is the definition of a franchise quarterback, because he made the defense better. He made the coaches better. He made Cliff Kingsbury better. His ability to play the game with poise, to play the game when all hell is breaking loose and to just quiet the noise, to be calm, to just lead week in, week out, to lead, bring the team down the field with an impressive comeback victory like he did a number of times last year. Like, that guy is just – he's just different. He's just different. He's just so poised under pressure, sees the field. You know, he believes in those reality glasses where you can give him all these different looks into this video look, and you can give him blitzes, you can give him pressures, you can give him overloads, different fronts. You can speed it up, slow it down. He's been doing it since LSU. Cliff Kingsbury told me it absolutely helps quarterbacks. And so that's Jaden Daniels. He's always working. It's hard to fool him. The offensive line, look, if the two tackles, if Connerly and Tunsil are upgrades at tackles, and I don't know that they are yet, we'll see how they play together, because that's the most important thing. If it gives Jaden Daniels an extra tick to make a throw, to see a third option, or even to see a second option, they're going to be better. This is a team. They won 14 games, including the postseason last year. They were 14-6, all right? Can they win 14 games this year? I don't know. That's a big number. But I think they're the second-best team in the NFC East. Dallas has to show me that they've got the firepower and that can play at that level that we saw Jaden Daniels play at last year. He has done that throughout his career at times. He's had a hard time staying healthy. He hasn't played the way Jaden Daniels did in the postseason. In the two postseason wins against Tampa and against Detroit, Jaden Daniels played better than Dak Prescott has in the playoffs. So that's what is left to be played. Now, maybe Brian Schottenheimer helps. We'll get to the Cowboys, and we'll get to the Giants as we attack the NFC East and what's in store in that division next week. Thanks for joining me, everybody. This has been the best football show, and I've been your host, Brian Baldinger.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.